Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Great follow on Twitter, @ Terry Pluto joins us this morning on Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Steyer. Hi, Terry. Speaking of posts, let's talk a little Browns here first, guys. And when it comes to receivers, you wrote an interesting column on exactly why did the Browns trade Corey Coleman again? Remind me.
Well, part of it was he wasn't getting any better. In fact, he might have been declining. And also the fact I think Rashard Higgins played quite a bit better.
Terry, we look at this team, little testy exchange on the field between the coordinators. There's kind of an edge right now with Todd Haley, Greg Williams, and Hugh Jackson, the man in the middle. What's your thoughts on the dynamic right now?
I was out there yesterday, and it was funny. I mean, Baker Mayfield was just sort of touched. I mean, maybe a slight push. It wasn't like he was trying to, you know, level him. And Haley screams, and Williams screams, and you have guys, first of all, Haley Williams and, you know, Hugh Jackson, all been head coaches before they came to Cleveland. I also think that all these guys want to make sure that their teams are ready to go, because regardless of what anyone says, you know, the team's going to be better and so on. There's a lot of pressure for this team to get off to a good start.
There really is, and Hugh Jackson, of course, certainly has to be feeling that.
Yes.
I know you wrote today a bit about the exchange that we saw in Hard Knocks with Todd Haley and Hugh. Your thoughts more on that?
Well, one, that's an age-old debate of how much do you play guys in the practices or even preseason games to get them ready versus a chance of them getting hurt. And every year it seems like the answer is play them less. You know, all kinds of quotes, sports science comes in and everything. The fact that they kind of went back and forth on that, I didn't act like, gee, maybe some people weren't used to that, but those things happen in meetings. I was a bit encouraged, like, because I think later on, Hugh Jackson's going to be pushing Todd Haley about, play calling and that kind of stuff. And I think that's really where Haley's going to dig in and hold his fort, because it just showed right there. You know, Haley came in here not to be Hugh's yes man. He's going to be the offensive coordinator. He wants to run his offense, and that's good.
Since you were out there, pick anything up on Dez Bryant?
Not a thing. All I know is if you really are anxious to have him in, why are you waiting till Thursday?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Why?
Schedules. People are busy.
I don't know what Dez. I think that's the thing with Dez Bryant. I really wonder about if he really wants to be here, he'd have been here, right?
Right. Or if they wanted him here, he'd been.
Well,
here.
Yeah. Seems like though that's kind of a cat and mouse game. I don't know that. Of course, we're still waiting on what's going to happen with Josh Gordon, aren't we?
Yeah. And, I don't have an answer on that. Yeah, just keep waiting.
I understand.
And the old thing, even if he's back, you know, remember, the only time he's played 16 games is his rookie year.
I hear you. So, you know, Terry, I look at this team, though, just kind of looking at the Browns for this season. That first game against Pittsburgh, you know, the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell's still out. Mm-hmm. There is an opportunity. They're at home. Even last year, the Steelers were awful. The problem was the Browns had DeShone Kizer at quarterback. There's so much on that game. I hope they go through these preseason games really trying to really get ready for that game, as opposed to just thinking long-term on the season.
I would think they were going to, and also one of those things in the NFL is like some of the hardcore gamblers even hate to bet the first week of the season because crazy things happen. I mean, the Browns had a shot to beat the Steelers last year. I came away very encouraged in that game. Remember, there was a blocked punt, something else that cost them, and Kizer played relatively well, and then reality showed up real quickly after that. But you're not talking about rookies. You know, I tell you, Jarvis Landry made a couple of catches in traffic. It seems like every time I'm out there, he does that. It's just phenomenal to see what he does. And I know Landry said he wouldn't mind having Dez Bryant, but I really wonder. I think he thinks, man, this is great. They're going to throw all the balls to me.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Check him out at Cleveland.com as well. Thanks, Terry.
Take care, guys.